આપણો સમાજ, આપણી વાતો, SBS ગુજરાતી.
ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા અને ભારત વચ્ચે દ્વિપક્ષી સંબંધોમાં વધુ નિકટતા અને દ્રઢતા આવે તેવા હેતુથી દર વર્ષે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ઇન્ડિયા લીડરશીપ ડાયલોગનું આયોજન કરવામાં આવે છે. આ 2-3 દિવસીય પરિષદમાં વૈશ્વિક વ્યાપાર, શિક્ષણ અને કૌશલ્ય વિકાસ, ઉર્જા સંસાધન, પાણી અને અન્ન સુરક્ષા આવા મહત્વના વિષયો પર ચર્ચા થાય છે. આ ઉચ્ચસ્તરીય ડાયલોગ છે જેમાં બંને દેશોના કેબિનેટ મંત્રીઓ, સાંસદો, ઉચ્ચ અમલદારો, અગ્રણી ઉદ્યોગપતિઓ, શિક્ષણવિદો અને પત્રકારો ભાગ લે છે. હાલમાં જ નવી દિલ્હી ખાતે સંપન્ન થયેલ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ઇન્ડિયા લીડરશીપ ડાયલોગ 2018માં ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન શેડો ટ્રેઝરર ક્રિસ બોવન સામેલ રહ્યા હતા. પોતાની ભારતની 2 દિવસની મુલાકાત દરમિયાન તેમણે ગુજરાતની પણ મુલાકાત લીધી હતી. તો તેમની ભારતની અને ગુજરાતની આ મુલાકાત અંગે ક્રિસ બોવન સાથે થયેલ અંગ્રેજી મુલાકાતના અંશો આપને સમક્ષ રજૂ કરું છું. વર્ષ 2014 આયોજિત થતી ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ઇન્ડિયા લીડરશીપ ડાયલોગ જે સમિટ છે તેનો આ વર્ષનો ઉદ્દેશ શું હતો અને એજન્ડા શું હતો આ વિશે વિગતવાર માહિતી જણાવતા શ્રી બોવને કહ્યું હતું કે
The Australia-India Leadership Dialogue was set up 3 years ago to further develop links between Australian leaders and Indian leaders and talk about how we can not only improve the relationship but make it more permanent. Australia-India relations tend to be stop-start, let it go, and then there's people take an interest again. Yep. I want to make sure that it becomes just permanently a relationship. And the leadership dialogue is a very important way of doing it. I've been to all the leadership dialogues. This was the second one in New Delhi. Middle one was in Melbourne. Next year it returns to Australia. We had good involvement by senior Indian and very senior Australian. And we discussed many things, particularly how we can take the people-to-people relationship to the next level. There's 700,000 Australians now of Indian heritage. This is a big increase. And many of us made the point that this is another way of making sure that Australia and India understand each other better, working better with the Indian diaspora. Of course, Labor has that policy of engagement with the Indian diaspora in a very meaningful way. And one of the things I've suggested to the dialogue next year, more Indian diaspora in Australia be involved in it when it returns to Australia.
બંને દેશોને લગતા મહત્વના મુદ્દાઓ ઉચ્ચ સ્તરે ચર્ચાય તે મુખ્ય ઉદ્દેશ છે આ લીડરશીપ ડાયલોગનો. આ વર્ષે જે મુખ્ય મુદ્દાઓ કેન્દ્રમાં રહ્યા તેમાં અર્થતંત્ર, સુરક્ષા અને સહકાર, શિક્ષા સામેલ હતા.
What we saw was firstly an update on the relationship. Then we discussed the economies, the respective economy. We talked about the Peter Varghese review of the Australian economic relationship, which will be released in March. Then we talked about national security and cooperation between Australia and India on important matters in our region. And there was obviously a section about education, which is very important for both countries and so many young Indians studying in Australia.
આ વર્ષે આયોજિત ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ઇન્ડિયા લીડરશીપ ડાયલોગમાં આગાઉના વર્ષે ચર્ચિત મુદ્દાઓ અને નક્કી કરાયેલ જે પણ નીતિઓ હતી તે અંગે શું પગલાં લેવાયા અને તે અંગે શું કાર્ય થયા તેનું ફોલોઅપ પણ કરવામાં આવ્યું હતું. આ ડાયલોગની સફળતા અંગે ટિપ્પણી કરતા શ્રી બોવને જણાવ્યું કે આ એક એવો મંચ છે જ્યાં નેટવર્કિંગના માધ્યમથી સંબંધો ઘનિષ્ઠ કરી શકાય અને જરૂરી મુદ્દાઓ પર સમાધાન લઈ આવી શકાય.
Inevitably, because many of us have been involved in all 3 dialogues, it's not like you come in and leave and you lose the momentum. If you're involved in the dialogue each year, you follow up on what was discussed last year. That's why, it was very important that I go. Well, I think it's a long process. For example, the America-Australia leadership has been going for 30 years. This is the 3rd year, so we can't expect the same achievements from 30 years to 3 years. But importantly, we now have more links between leaders. Just we meet each other, we swap business cards, we have a problem with each other, we know each other, understand each other. And this is, I think, the main benefit of the dialogue. Not so much what's discussed in the dialogue, that's important.
પોતાની 2 દિવસીય યાત્રામાંથી 1 દિવસ ખાસ ગુજરાતની મુલાકાતે ગયા હતા. આ મુલાકાત પાછળના પ્રયોજન અંગે તેમણે જણાવ્યું હતું કે
Well, I know that Gujarat is a very important part of India. I know that many Gujaratis have come to live in Australia, so I wanted to better understand what's happening in Gujarat. And I know that vibrant Gujarat is such an important thing, and I wanted an update on how that's going. I met with the Chief Secretary of Gujarat and his deputy, who's in charge of vibrant Gujarat and in charge of the relationship with Australia. And so I got an update on what they're planning for the next vibrant Gujarat, and they're coming to Australia this year to discuss it. So I told them to come and visit me when they come to Australia, and we'll update on how vibrant Gujarat is going. I also had heard about the beautiful temple just outside Ahmedabad and wanted to visit that and had a wonderful time at the temple. And that similar temple is being built in Australia, so I wanted to, in my electorate in Kemps Creek, so I wanted to familiarise myself with that.
ગુજરાતની મુલાકાત દરમિયાન શ્રી બોવને ગુજરાત સરકાર સાથે ન્યૂ સાઉથ વેલ્સ અને ગુજરાતના સિસ્ટર સ્ટેટ સંબંધોને કેન્દ્રમાં રાખ્યા હતા.
Well, the Gujarat government, in my discussions with them, were very happy with the relationship. They see it as a very positive one, very warm. They'd like to take the New South Wales-Gujarat sister state relationship to a new level and to reinvigorate that. I'll mention that to my state colleagues, that perhaps we could do more in New South Wales. That's a good thing. They were very happy with the level of Australian interest in Gujarat, very happy that I was there, and you know, obviously were keen, for me to come back to vibrant Gujarat. We'll see if I can manage that. I'd like to, if I can. It sounds like a wonderful celebration and I'd like to be part of it if I can in the future.
પોતાના ગુજરાત પ્રવાસ દરમિયાન શ્રી બોવને સ્થાનિક લોકો સાથે વાતચીત કરી હતી અને ગુજરાતી થાળીનો સ્વાદ પણ ચાખ્યો.
Whenever I go to India, I don't like to just talk to the leaders. I like to talk to the people in the street and I like to go for a run every morning. So I went for a run from in Ahmedabad. Which has its challenges, of course. You know, you have to be careful running in India, in the capital cities. The traffic's not quite like Sydney. I have to be used to Sydney traffic. I have to keep an eye out very carefully. But then I stopped for a chat with some people along the way. Some, of course, don't speak English, so there was it was a quick conversation. Others, where they could speak English, we had a bit of a chat, and I put up a few pictures and just asked them how they were going, and a couple of flower sellers next to temples, and had a good chat to them, and it's always a nice thing to do. We went to a lunch with Gujarati business people at the Jacaranda restaurant in a hotel where the Gujarati plate of the various types of food was put in front of me in small bowls, which I very much enjoyed.
આવનારા 3 વર્ષમાં ગુજરાત સાથેના સંબંધો અંગે ટિપ્પણી કરતા શ્રી બોહને કહ્યું હતું કે
Well, I'm sure it will be positive and warm. Of course, I'm a federal politician, so my responsibility is India relationship, but there's a special part for Gujarat. It's a long-standing sister-state relationship. I think New South Wales' second-longest sister-state relationship. And that doesn't mean we should take it for granted. I mentioned to my state colleagues that, you know, there's interest in Gujarat to make sure that the sister-state relationship is actually used. It's not just on a wall, that there's actually things done to enhance the relationship. And I'm sure that the state government will take that up in due course.
અને અંતમાં જ્યારે મેં એમને પ્રશ્ન પૂછ્યો કે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન સરકાર દ્વારા પ્રાસ્તવિક નાગરિકતાની પરીક્ષાના નિયમોમાં જે બદલાવ લાવવાનો છે તે અંગે લેબર પક્ષનો મત શું છે, આના જવાબમાં શ્રી બોવને કહ્યું હતું કે લેબર પક્ષ અને તેઓ પ્રતિબદ્ધ છે કે તેઓ કોઈ પણ પ્રકારના બદલાવનો વિરોધ કરશે.
Our position doesn't change. We are opposed to changes to the citizenship laws, which make it harder for people who worked hard, been good residents, become citizens. We blocked the changes last time. The government can reintroduce them all the times they like. We won't support them.
SBS Gujarati, radio par, mobile par, ane online.